The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Today we'll be treating the power of thought. The power of thought. Last week we looked at the power of confession. The power of confession. And then we looked at the three areas of our confession. That a man is his own speech. So if I want to see who you are, I will see you by your words. And the last week you share to me a war, ye kase umu. Aha. And yes, you answer. Se upe se umu ubia, she send a okasa. Ne kasa, eye ono ankasa. Then we also learned that words are messengers. But honam na wa last week. Okay. So we are just refreshing. That words are what? Messengers. Into ye yuzu the centurion no. I'll call Jesus on mono. I say me ye bema mewa de miwo to me. Na me kase omon kwa. No maye de no mako. Ye say no maye. Enti ehun yan se Jesus obedi mechi abefie o de kasa. So words are messengers that were sent on missions. So when you speak, sana Isaiah kache that nyame asem ayet se rain in sure eto. It comes to accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. So every word that we speak goes forth and it accomplishes. And I mean my example say utina makolani akra trotro mu a ye wo edro ba ko esa yare bia bi edro ba ko esa malaria esa typhoid edro ba ko sa na nyame asem ye. When you speak forth the word of God, it is on a mission and it will accomplish. And now the last one is, last one here there. Words, okay, so we have seen that one. The second one, words are carries authority of the person. And you know, demon beat me be so, be say, Jesus I know. Paul, I know, but you, who are you? So when you talk, the authority you carry backs your words. It is, Papa, Bishop Boja, I can say, oh, BBC or Kappa, Oh dear, girl. So, words that we speak carries the authority of the speaker. So, we looked at why do people make negative confession? And then we were like depression, poverty, anxiety. And all those negative words have impact on our lives. And now the most important one here, the parental one. I told you that I stayed with my some people and those words sank deep within. And you know, because you say one of a crowd say masa jai. Now me fit me colour only me say na yes me who tire. Ya can say me go yet. And then you sorry. Utimi she obi wa sorry. Obe kasem ya. Ne da utrim. If you are medium meaning, sir, medium mean ye you. I didn't because obi akabibi Atunitrim. And so last week, that is what we looked at, the power of the words, or the power of confession. And then by the grace of God, we pray some prayers, and then we revoked some of the negative words that we have spoken to ourselves. Obi otimihwe no sa se me de mense emfata. We bu na bem awie, ono anka se bu na bem, because community now owo mo no, the church settings, ni fie settings, be bi ohwe no no, obi ase o e good for nothing. Inti no waje to me de mense emfata. Ena ebi nso ye se ye di agro. Oka di di agro there bi. Insuo nto endi agro. Insuo ehun bi da. Se insuo ba edu wie mo se na ka me ba beto na osa ko biom there bi. Ye se sana ya de ye worse at here. Inti enye fi wanu mu whether agro whether na weni ndasu o wasuma asem no. It's mission colony. I say, a colla way dear now, so yet, Jim Papa. Oh, be pebby a crane few mumma. Where dear, sir, a seminal. No, chide be on you know by arm robber, no, or the two see you so. One, yeah, one now, yeah. So even in the negative situation, we are encouraged that we speak positive to ourselves. And yet, they be a naiviabo, yet they be a naisuoto. And she say, in suoto, men boo home abom fear. Se ewia ba membu ho abomfia eye den a emre besesa. It is just a period. That is why I like Job so much. Bible says that in all, one day he lost everything, but what qualified Job was his words. The man Job edi kunim e won your fame no eye bebia no jina ene nsem o kan ye ye be born amane ye si ei wasa asena nini na ashi o unja nini na ewu o umma no nso accident o nini na ewu o first thing o ka eh nyame na odema nyame na waje then na me worker. Glory be to his name. That qualified Job for the breakthrough. Enti di bia ye famu bia no, your first expression will determine how far you will go in that trouble. Say, where would you? Where would you da? You're starting a cry. Where would? Hey, medical way. Media Mario. Oh, why did that? Exams way. Oh, meaning say, mean moon can't sort that. We fail. You can't say, baby, market. So let's be mindful the kind of words that comes from our mouth. And then we're encouraged to that. I say, I ain't me as sem in the fear no. Na Jeremiah. I say, chew the word. And so I did an illustration. Say, you can see chew ebiania, eat the word. What does it mean? First, udi ebiania ni tu wenum. So you first have to get the word of God in your mouth. You first have to get the word of God in your mouth. That is why morning devotion and listening to the Bible or prayer or anything concerning God is so crucial. At least, yeah, can also be to me. That is the first step. Because I can see the idea. Same the idea. See when you know one found two and my wounds mean didi. You can't eat. So the first step is put the word in your mouth and then you chew it. And you can say, Bimukra, Bimkukra, Mobosso, Fufukra, Bosso, Obosso, one, two, and so on. Many. Aha. Young one for the two by a call room. Then you didn't come back out on a room. So you speak the word. The often you speak the word, the often it gets within you. Oh, sorry, I'm not then. I am not now. The first thing you do, then I will. It's so crucial. Yes, sorry, yeah, the first thing you prefer your phone. You go check your WhatsApp. And I bet you news first. Yeah, I said, day in the call. I know you crawl check traffic. Traffic jam. Your app be. So, person who traffic a bell crew man now. Okay, I'll be who shortcut yourself. I know the word should be first. And then you should be saying it often. That will repeat it. That is why me, time now, number Sister Debbie class, you know, I gave them an assignment that from the beginning of the year, get a scripture. Get a scripture from the beginning of the year. Say, and this year, 2024, this is my scripture. It's in a Missoriano Pabia and one America. And that thing helped me when I was in Poly. When I was at Whole Poly. My scripture was, what can separate me from the love of God? Romans. And that scripture kept me through my time of Whole Poly. Because things were difficult. But that scripture kept me. What can separate me from the love of God? Is it death? Is it affliction? What is it that can separate me from the love of God? So I will beseech that from the beginning of the year, get a scripture. A financial asian per scripture back home. Say scripture away there, meaning in echo year. No, this is my scripture for the year. Say meaning nyamia sembia krana scripture away there. I am media. And you run with that scripture. And yes, sir, they be a beba ni a true note. Note in India, you're kofi a young guy. But when you have one scripture within you, then that will help you to go through the stages of life. Amen. So after the power of confession, we are moving to the power of thought. So in Romans chapter 12, it says, and be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. And be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. So everything begins with what? Thought. Under normal circumstances, word, but your word in answer. Because before a word will come from your mouth, there has been what? A thought. Amen. Asofo Abanti, we will take the definition from Asofo. God bless you. Shall we clap for Asofo to take over?
Hallelujah. Amen. So, just as Deacon said, we should have done this before confession. But we needed to zoom into confession and then we now bring the thought. Because before you speak, you should have thought about something. Something should have rung through your mind. Amen. And this month is our month of sending the light for what? For truth. And truth means what? The word. So we will need to break some things down so that when you are sending the light, you get a clear light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know the light you want to send, whether it's a torch light, flood light, whatever light. But make sure you send the light. Amen. But the light must first be sent through your mind. If your mind is dark, the light that will come will not be light, but it will be what? Darkness. Hallelujah. It will be darkness. But if there is light in your mind, then light will come. Amen. We are going to pick two scriptures. Today is an introduction, but you will think about these scriptures, and those are the scriptures we will use every time as our base scriptures. First Samuel, chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. 1 Samuel, chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. First Samuel 22, verses 1 and 2. And then we'll look at Second Samuel 23, verses 8. I want to read something to you before we start this. Today I'll not read. Everyone, I'll let someone read for me. But let's pick this as an introduction. You cannot walk with God in the spirit without your mind. You cannot walk with God in the spirit without your mind playing a complementary role. You cannot walk with God in the spirit without your mind playing a complementary role. Walking in the spirit involves walking with your spirit, soul, and body before the Lord. You cannot walk with God in the spirit without your mind playing a complementary role. Walking in the spirit involves walking in your spirit, soul, and body before the Lord. I will not continue. As we do it, we'll continue. Amen. Can someone read the text for us? First Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. It says, but I'll still need somebody to read for me. Who volunteered to read for me? Babili.
David therefore departed hence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down hither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men.
Amen. Thank you. We are coming to study something. And with this study, I'll need all of you to give answers. And then together we'll study. So Dinah will be the first. So in this scripture, it says, David departed thence and escaped to which cave? The cave of what? Adullam. Amen. The cave of Adullam. If you know right from 1 Samuel chapter 16 down, before you get to 22, you will see that here, Saul was chasing David. Saul was chasing David. So the cave of Adullam is a place that David was what, hiding from Saul. So, Adullam now becomes what? Yes, ma'am. Adullam becomes a hideout. A hideout. I hope you can all see now. Adullam is a hideout. So, David is under pressure. David himself runs away. David is under pressure. David is running away. He finds himself, or he hides himself in a cave called Adullam. Adullam becomes very important here And we'll see why Adullam is important. David is hiding. David Ankasan, Wajani, Wakakusie, and the baby of Wako Krane Hono, your friend Adullam. It's Adullam, acquires a baby or didn't walk away then. Akusie. Now, verse 2. Now we are coming to mention which people went to him. Verse 2. Which people went to him? Yes. Who can give me the first one? Which type or class of people went to see David? People who were in distress. Number one, distress. People in distress. Number two, people who were in debt. Yes. So, number two, debt. Number three, people who were what? Discontented. Do we have number four? People who were what? No number four. Do you have number four? No number four. Okay. Let me give you the number four. He became a captain over them. And their number was about what? Are we all here? Do you have your Bible? Can you see? Their number was about what? Okay. So now, let's start. I know someone will ask, power of thought, why are we starting this way? When somebody is in distress, who is that type of person? Or what can you describe about someone in distress? Yes. What can you say? Someone in distress, is a person normal or not normal? If you want to classify, is a person normal or not normal? Someone in distress. In the or no or yeah the nipa. Ubiya or ha ha or tete. Someone in what? In distress.
That person cannot think right.
So you come to understand that there are people who, because they are in distress, when you step on their leg and you say sorry, the person gets offended. What can sorry you? And so then So people in distress. Number two, people in what? In debt. A cash woman and anyone in debt is also not what? Normal. Then number three, people who are discontented. Discontented is what? Those who are not happy with many things. Into you classify them as one, discontented. They were not happy with many things. And number four, all these people, their total was 400. So if you want to divide and give them numbers, that means that even if you divide by three, you can give this one about 135, and then about, I think, 130. You get 400. And already, when we came to the cave of Adullam, Adullam is what? A hideout for who? David. He is being chased by Saul. He is running away. He tries to find some place to hide. And then, he did not get visitor number one. He got how many visitors? 400. And they did not come that we are coming to visit you one day and go. But they came that Yensu Yaba. You remember there's a song. Yabo, Yensu Yabo, Yensu Yabo, Yako Yaba. Yabre. So, all these people, 1, 2, 3, came together and decided that we can't bear it any longer. So we are coming to who? David. Now they come to David. And scripture says, David became their what? Captain. Question. These people, did they, can you see any value they are coming to add to the life of David? Yes or no? Do you think they came to add value to the life of David? Are these people not some sinking sand? So you when you look at this scripture carefully, you will see that in Kofono, Omubai Kurane, David Nankasan or Tete, Ah Ohaha, Ah Wenya 400 distressed, 400 people in debt, 400 people what? Discontented. We don't know the ratio, but I was giving you 1:1:1. 135. In David should rather become what? A madman. Because in Kofona Sabe Suyene Sono, Omunye Den, Omunye Papa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is going to be a scripture you will think over it, not only for today. You will think over it for many days to come, and you get many things from it. So now let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8. 2 Samuel 23, verse 8. And we will all read together. We'll all read the first verse. Auntie Gloria, welcome. We all read the first verse together. Into 20, medical here. We all read the first verse together. Or just the first line. Are we ready? Can we go? But your kindness, you said your kind trust them. Awe niabre. Yes. Ready? Go. All I want you to read is this first line. Today we'll discuss this first line and we are closed. And then next week we'll continue. But by the time you come next week, you are loaded to come. These are the names of David's mighty men. These are the names of David's mighty men. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. Hallelujah. Unyamre na ukofia, kokenkai omunyene edi. In this scripture from verse 8 down, it will give you 30 men. 30 men. Are we ready now? Bible said this. These people were the people we found in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. Omoeni. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. Nipe dua naina ekosuye David sono. Shrosem ka ewo 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8 say, Omu nomu beye David abrane, the mighty man of David. Scripture gives 30, but the rest were all warriors. Before we continue, I'm here to tell you that despite Mwamote hey, okay, let me start from here. Mwamote hey, in distress, in debt, discontented. Who is not in any of this? You are either distressed, you are in debt, or you are not happy about things. That's it. But I am here to tell you that with the power of thought, you can become a mighty man. Yes, what's wrong? with the power of thought, you will become a mighty man. The same people who went to David and were supposed to sink David, these are the people who David was able to transform and they became mighty men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, what we are now about to learn is, how was David able to change them? That now brings us to the topic, the power of what? Thought. Ebane saying, in the nipa, no more tete, no more deka, no more haha, a bibianko ye, a omoba Davida, onusu tumrika hono mono. Ebane saying, as uncle fu, we better ne den, abrane. How were they able to become what? Mighty men. How were they able to become what? Mighty men. How were they able to become mighty men? So it tells you that you may have problems, but when you are retuned, you can become a mighty man. And right from today, mighty men are coming out. Mighty men are coming out. Mighty men are coming out. That is why I said, I will leave the verse 8 down for you as an assignment. Go and read it. You will see those who could fight and the sword will get stuck to their hand. Because David has been able to what? Transform them. He has been able to transform them. So that is where we begin to look at the power of thought. Then na David dio mu fail mu a man san ko fu with sign. Hallelujah. That is why when I started, I told you that anyone in distress, that the person look a normal person, no. Anyone in debt, that the person look a normal person, no. Anyone discontented, does the person look a normal person? No. So how come all these people who are not normal continue to become what? Mighty men. And remember, David himself was also what? Somebody who was running away. The Bible says he became their what? Captain. So keep this at the back of your mind. Even in my distress, I can become mighty. Even in my debt, I can become mighty. Even in my discontentment, I still have an opportunity to become mighty. Hallelujah. As you sit here, can you see yourself becoming mighty? Is it possible? Is it possible? Looking at the account we are reading here, is it possible? Because we all find ourselves in this. I don't think when I go around, anyone will say I'm not in one of this. Or do we have somebody who is not there? Four 400 men. And they became what? The mighty men of David. That's why scripture did not say just mighty men, but he said mighty men of what? David. It means that it was David who was able to what? Change them. And that is what we are coming to look at. What happened? What happened? Any question? So today we are doing introduction. Any question? Story name. Okay, how many of us here have read this scripture before? It does not look, you have read it, but maybe you didn't link it like this. So this is it. So this is our diagram, and that is what we are coming to use. And from this, we are coming to build our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I see mighty men growing right from today. Because we are going to be mighty. And it is only some few things. The things David tuned with this man, we will also use it to tune our lives. And then we are fine to go. Amen. So today, I'll pick two words. Enlargement and transformation. The Canadian started by saying Romans 12:2. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Keep that scripture. Keep that scripture. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Before we continue, I'm coming to say something here. If you follow carefully the Eastern religions is yoga, Buddhism, Hindu, and the rest. So, you will see that majority, about 80% or 90% of that religion is concentrated on the mind. It's not concentrated on the body. It's concentrated on the mind. Fortunately, me, the school I went, at secondary school, our headmaster was the head of yoga in Ghana at that time. When he comes to stand at assembly and we are making noise, around that time we are about 1,000 students, boys. He won't say keep quiet. He only do like this. As he looks at us, after 5 minutes, the whole room, even when a pin falls down, you will hear. Even when a pin falls down, you will hear. And as I look at that religions, I realize that all they seek to develop is to first to develop your mind. To develop your mind. To develop your mind. To develop your mind. Which means that there is something that is what? Hidden. But when I started with an introduction that you cannot say you are spiritual and leave your mind. But unfortunately, the church have told that line for a long time. Until we have become very spiritual, but we don't work with this. Because and they have used this, and over time you will see that it is building them. It is building them. But not knowing, everything they are using is still hidden in the Bible. So we have decided not to use it, but they are using it and it is benefiting them. That is why today I want us to now visit some of these things. We are not going outside the Bible. We are going to see everything within the context of what? Joseph. Hallelujah. 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 So in Paul writing, he said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Where does your mind lie? They see an AA introduction. In Tiaka say, your mind, why dream away? Can someone help me? Where does your mind lie? Yes, who help? The castle, why dream? My mind, where does it lie? If you pick a person, where can you find his mind? Obiangasa. Why is it because today our father is here? He is observing. He won't talk. He will only conclude for us. Or he will only give us additional submissions. But I want you to talk. Until he finds our day journey, sit down and think about it. Where is your mind? We'll be asked on our phone for many. Oh, we have some few minutes left. We have about 15 minutes left. I want you to talk. And I told you that by the time we come next week, you would have developed some of these things better. Where does it lie?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I want to try and see.
Don't try. You say what you think.
I think our Bible says that our spirit, the spirit that is in us, is our mind. It is the spirit. Uh-huh. The spirit is our mind.
Okay.
The spirit is our mind. So, if the Bible is telling us we should transform, it's talking about the spirit.
Sir, thank you. Yes, who else?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, so when you are studying in anthropology, the study of man, it talks about man having is three-faceted, mm-hmm. such that the man has the soul, the spirit, and the body. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the aspect of the soul, it says that it has the mind, the intellect, and the will. The mind is almost like the brain, but the end result of what you think is what actually is your mind. Please, you get me? So when you take the soul, and we know that the soul is actually the identity of man, such that it reveals the intent that this man has. And we say that the body is actually made up of the senses. That's the five senses: to feel, to touch, to see. The spirit aspect too has its conscience and intuition. But when it comes to the mind, the facets of the mind, sorry, the soul, that's where we find the mind, the will, and the intellect of man. But like I was saying, the brain has its way of determining all. So when you take the brain of man, it's innate that you know what the man know. That's the intellect or the knowledge the man has. And it's also in this soul that you have the mind or the mindset of the man. That's what the man used to guide his way of life. And likewise to the will of the man, all hidden in the soul. Amen.
Any other? Any other? Any other?
I can also say the uh-huh. mind is, Paul said, our mind is a conscience, our conscience. So our mind is a conscience. Your conscience is the mind.
Yeah, Gabby wants to talk. And then you have to ask question. We need the accord. Need the accord. Dayemu. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
You have to ask. Yes.
Praise the Lord. So I also come from the school of philosophy
uh-huh.
that will say that there's a difference between the mind and the brain.
Mm-hmm.
The brain is the material part
okay.
that the mind rests on.
Mm-hmm.
So you would say that the brain is like it's beneath or the mind rests on the brain.
Uh-huh. Thank you. You want to talk? Ubianka Sebio. Inti say obi shiawa. No ka say, where is your mind? Where will you point? Hallelujah. So we see that it becomes very difficult to point that this is the mind. Because the mind is not the brain. The mind is not the brain. The brain supports what the mind gets, but the mind is not the brain. The mind is seated in your soul. Yes. Our daddy wants to talk.
When the doctor operates, when the doctor opens your head, he sees your brain. But he doesn't see your mind.
Please, when, did you hear that? Or
when the doctor
a bit louder.
Is operating your head, when they open your head, what the doctor will see is the brain. He doesn't see your mind. Your mind is hiding. Your mind is more spiritual than the brain. The brain is physical. So your mind, or in other words, the brain uses the mind. The two of them, they work together. They are like a body and soul. That's how they are. When the doctor opens your head, what he sees is your brain, physical brain. He doesn't see your mind. Your mind is hiding in the brain.
Thank you, sir.
So it is a mind. You see, this brain, without the mind, the brain is dead. It is a mind that controls the brain. You see, so it is a mind that actually changes. When your mind changes, then it affects the whole body. So the power of the mind is very, very important. When we become born again, the aspect that actually changes, like Romans chapter 12 that is being used, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, not your brain. Because your brain is that thing. Your brain is physical, it's like my hand. How can this hand be transformed? No, it's physical. But your mind is spiritual, which sits in your brain. So when your mind is transformed with the word of God, the Holy Spirit, the thoughts that are coming, as you read the Bible and then you are meditating, the Holy Spirit is taking the word of God to change your mind, then it is actually transforming you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. So, when Bible says, be ye transformed, that tells you that this mind now becomes the engine that carries the person. If the engine is fault, the person is what? It's fault. But if the engine is firing, everything is what? Firing. And so, as we look at these studies, we'll be looking at how to deal with the engine. How to rewash our engine. How to reset the engine. And so when you look at the scripture we use, 1 Samuel 22, 1 to 2, and 2 Samuel 23, verse 8, you will see that David did something about them. And it was able to reset all these people. And they became mighty. They became mighty. And that process is what Paul now writes and says, transformation by the renewing of what? The mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. So God willing, next week, we'll start going into it one by one. One by one. But don't forget the scripture. And when you go, read 2 Samuel 23 verse 8 down. With the 30, he would talk in depth about them, how they all behaved, how they all reacted. And then you will see that it was a great work. And that is the same great work that is going to be done about us all. That by the time we are through with this, each and everyone who sits here will become a mighty person. You have no choice than to become a mighty person. If you don't become mighty, that means that you decided that I don't want to be. But there is one thing here that I want you to know. In verse 2, scripture says, and when they came to David, David became their what? Captain. Take note of that scripture, that word. David became their captain. When they came, David became their what? Captain. That's 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 2. 1 Samuel 22, verse 2. Let me just read it. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. Take note of that word. Captain over them. That means that they submitted to what? David. And from that submission, then came out mighty men. So we'll be looking at what they submitted to, how they submitted to, and how it was able to what? Transform their lives. So if you come to God and you don't want to submit to God, he cannot make anything out of what? You. Should I repeat it? When you come to God and you don't want to submit to God, he cannot make anything out of you. If you don't want to submit to the Holy Spirit cannot make anything out of you. Because these are serious things that they did. They had problems, but when they came to David. And he became their captain. Shall we bow down our heads? There are some of us who go to school, and in class, we don't accept our teacher as the teacher. We see that the teacher does not know anything. And therefore, there is nothing that the teacher will teach that you ought, you understand. Because already, you carry what you want to carry. But tonight, we want to pray one prayer. Just as they submitted to David and he became their captain, we are going to pray. Father, tonight we submit to you that you become our captain. That you become my captain. I submit to you that you become my captain. I submit to you that you become my captain. Lord, you did not just wash me with the blood. But tonight, I submit to you that you become my captain. Lift up your voice, let's pray. In my distress, in my discontentment, in my debt, I still submit. They carried all this burden, but they submitted. Tonight, no matter the burden, no matter what you carry, tell the Lord, I came to submit to you that you will change me and make me a mighty man. I submit my life unto you. I submit my mind unto you. I submit my emotions unto you. I submit everything unto you tonight. Right from tonight, Lord, I submit. Not only for today, but for the days ahead, Lord. I may not understand, but I have to submit. I may not get it clear, but I will submit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Lord, the power of thought begins. Mighty men begins. Changes begin. Not when we come to you, but when we come to you and we submit. And tonight we have come to submit. We have come to submit. We have come to submit. That you will begin to transform. You will begin to change. You will begin to move things out. You will begin to shift things out. You will begin to put things in its proper place. That Father, as the men who were in debt, the men who were distressed, the men who were discontented, who were not one, who were not two, who were not three, but who were 400 men, came to David. Through you, Lord, they became mighty men. And Father, as we submit and we go through, Holy Ghost, we know great things are beginning. Great things are coming out. Great things are coming out. You will make us see greatness in ourselves. And from that day, nothing can bring us down. There is no war that we will lose. Because the mighty men did not lose any war. There is no battle we will lose. Because the mighty men fought battles, but they won every battle. Every battle they put their hand to, they won. Why? Because through your servant, you made them mighty. Make us mighty. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.